Good morning. The cold front that brought showers and some bursts of rain last night across interior New York and New England continues to sweep through eastern New England on its way off the eastern seaboard. The trend is for drier weather to build in as the wind has shifted around to the northwest. Still, plenty of clouds to open up the day, and temperatures have dropped back into the 40s and lower 50s. As that drier air moves in, we'll see some of the clouds breaking up this morning, but even more so this afternoon, leading to a mix of sun and clouds, with some upper-level energy still passing through northernmost New York and New England. We still run the risk at a few scattered showers across the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and Green Mountains. Otherwise, it'll be a dry, blustery, and much cooler day today than recent days, with high temperatures staying in the 50s across the region. The wind will tend to diminish as we head into the night tonight, and skies will be partly cloudy, and this will allow temperatures to drop into the upper 30s and lower 40s for overnight lows. High pressure building in behind this front will dominate the weather into the day on Thursday, keeping it dry, and with a mix of sun and clouds, it will be milder, with highs bouncing back into the middle 60s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the south and west, where a more potent wave of low pressure will approach from the Ohio Valley. Clouds will move in quickly late Thursday night, and rain will break out before the sun comes up on Friday. In fact, most of Friday will feature clouds and showers, perhaps some steadier rain, some of which could be heavy at times, and this will keep temperatures in the 50s for afternoon highs. The system will sweep through in time for the beginning of the weekend, leaving us with a mix of sun and clouds and a cool breeze on Saturday, with highs staying in the 50s before pushing up towards 60 on Sunday. And some computer models are indicating a weak disturbance producing the chance of showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level trough interacting with a slow-moving front will bring unsettled weather across the deep south for the next couple of days. The best dynamics and moisture associated with this system will likely bring heavy rain and severe storms from west to east across the state of Texas through Thursday morning. The heaviest rain is forecast to move from central Texas to the northeastern part of the state, where flash flooding is possible. The best chance of severe thunderstorms should be concentrated across the southern half of the state. Temperatures will be much cooler than normal due to persistent clouds and precipitation here, though sunshine should return across Texas on Thursday as the low-pressure system is forecast to push the rain farther to the east into the lower and mid-Mississippi Valley, as well as the Tennessee Valley and parts of the Ohio Valley during the day. Out west, moisture ahead of a cold front is expected to bring mixed precipitation into the higher elevations of the northern Rockies through Thursday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected across the Great Basin and central Rockies during the afternoon and into the early evening. Meanwhile, sunny and dry conditions under a large upper-level ridge will bring near-record high temperatures across parts of the desert southwest. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow and 31 degrees with a west wind at 36 gusting to 46 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 20 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 49 degrees, the dew point 42, 77% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 14 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.67 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the lower 70s, Boston mostly sunny, breezy in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 75 degrees, the low 50, the average temperature 63, that's 12 degrees above normal. 16 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, no snowfall, 55.4 inches of snow for the season, which is 4.6 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 62 degrees, the average low 40, the record high 81 set in 2001 and in 1885, and the record low 25 in 1965. Sunrise this morning at 6 a.m., sunset this evening 7:47 p.m., 13 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, milder mid-60s, cloudy with rain likely on Friday in the middle and upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy Saturday, upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of rain on Sunday near 60. A chance of showers Monday in the lower 60s, and a mix of sun and clouds staying in the lower 60s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.